there is multiple challenges of being a founder in Africa, Francophone Africa. Obviously, the most clear one for everybody is because you're in Francophone Africa, the target market seems to be smaller. So everybody's going to say there is less population, less volume, et cetera, less disposable income. But even worse is because it's different country, people are going to say it's very complicated. And I think that's the challenge number one when you try to fundraise or everything in Francophone Africa, because it's an effort, of course. People are different, but considered as one zone. However, I think the most important challenge that people don't realize is more than the perspective from outside, it's the learning impediment of being only Francophone speaking that is, for me, the worst, because it's harder to find anything from best practices to benchmark in French language. So I really believe this is the biggest challenge of being a founder in Francophone Africa, and it's harder to compare, especially if you operate only in Francophone Africa. Now, on opportunity, I think everyone would say the same thing. The opportunity is great because it's one currency, one language for multiple countries. So you add to that, once you get multiple countries, a bit of resilience and a bit of covering your edge in terms of risks, geopolitical or anything. But I think the most interesting edge that I noticed now is when you are in Francophone Africa, a Francophone operator, is that it's much easier to defend also from Anglophone. So if you're a Francophone, I'm a Francophone operating in Anglophone countries, and it's easier for me to adapt to Anglophone countries and to actually grow there. But it's much harder for everyone that is Anglophone to even structure and include in their team people that speak French. So I think that's another edge that is not talked about enough.